name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 1st of September 2009 and the time is 12:25 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Ashley Morgan, I'm 25 years old and I'm from Reading in Berkshire.
And have you travelled to London especially today for this?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I got the train up about 10:30 this morning. And got a couple of tubes, and my mum and my mate has just sort of turned up to support me, so it's quite cool.
And has coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action been how you imagined it would be?
It has, in a way. I mean, in a way it's a little less intimidating than when I was watching online, so I'm quite glad about that, but at the same time, I'm still sort of really apprehensive but excited at the same time, so it's a really good opportunity, I think. Yeah, I've watched a couple of plinthers, and it's been really interesting to see the variety and diversity of people, and it's sort of just reaffirmed to me that it's not sort of an opportunity to perform or anything, it's an hour to express the fact that you're a human being and you are one amongst, you know, several billion people, and for that hour you've got the chance to stand in one place which has got quite a historical importance, really, and I do love London, so it's kind of quite a big good chance for me to stand there and be proud, sort of thing. So
when you first heard about the project, what is it about it that appealed to you and inspired you to apply?
I think that I just like the idea of having an hour, I like that the idea that there'd be so many different people every hour, 24 hours a day, and to be part of that, it was just kind of intriguing, really. I mean, I thought about doing things like, you know, still life before, like, I don't know, just sort of standing there and while people like draw the human image and things, and that kind of appealed to me. And so when I saw it as a project, which has got a bit more freedom to express yourself, I sort of jumped at it, really, and I didn't think I'd get a place, but I just applied on the off chance, so I was really happy to get offered a place at the plinth.
When you first heard about it, what was your initial reaction?
I was in shock, really. I was really happy, but then it sort of hit me, oh, okay, it's not like just an idea now, it's actually going to happen, so I've got to think of something to do, I've got to go through with this, and it's really going to happen. So I was excited, but it didn't seem real in a way, not until like I got a phone call from the One Another people, so that was really cool, but even now I'm sort of shaking but really excited, so I'm ready for it.
And what's your understanding of the hour? How have you kind of understood the project and come to the decision about what you're going to do with the hour?
My understanding is that it's an art project of expression of the human body and mind and its interaction with wider society, and it's kind of interesting because we are all like citizens of the planet and we all go about our daily lives, and it's very rare to sort of stop and have people like observe you just being and existing. And also it's a chance to sort of, if you want to say something to the world that you get off your chest, really, then it's an ideal time to do that. And I've had several experiences in my life that have made me think that I just want to like tell the world what I think, and if only I had the chance, and now I've got that chance, so there might be a few sort of personal stories to come out of that, I think, so it's really good. Yeah, sure. I did struggle at first, I think, to think of anything to do, because there were so many. I couldn't see the wood for the trees in terms of choosing something. But I came to the conclusion that I was going to say something about sweatshop labour and maybe like child exploitation within sweatshops around the world. And I thought that I could bring loads of clothes from my wardrobe and try them on up on the plinth and sort of explain where the clothes have come from and the journey it's taken to get to those, to me as a consumer, and sort of the plight of people working in these sweatshops for like, you know, less than a fiver a day, some of them, and it just really, especially in London, there's so many people, and well, in the UK we're a sort of a capitalist society, and we might not necessarily think about those who are making our clothes and products that we just consume and then throw away or whatever. And so I just wanted to bring some attention to that and not necessarily preach to anyone, because obviously I've bought clothes that might have been made in these sweatshops before, and you know, I can understand why consumers do that, but I'm more angry about the companies who make, who subcontract these people at really low wages. So I'd like to say something about that. I'd also like to maybe sing a song with my iPod and headphones in, so that no one else can hear the music, but I can sort of sing along to it. And I'd quite like to talk about alopecia as well, because my hair fell out a couple of years ago, and it's a really weird disease because I was exposed. It was something that you could see everywhere you go. People can see it. But they can't see what it's doing to you inside as a person. So it's kind of a real achievement for me to get my self-confidence back and just stand on the plinth and maybe just show a couple of photos if I can. I know it's going to be online, so that'd be cool. And just explain how it feels to have people call you disgusting names, really, and what it feels to be able to put my two fingers up to them and stand up and be counted today as a human being like anyone else. That's about it, really.
do you know why you got alopecia? Do you know what the reason was?
There's no real like cause. I mean, some people say it's caused by stress, and I did go through a period which was a really tough time, but then I sort of justified it like everyone has, you know, their cross to bear. Everyone has a hard time at some point or another, and I guess my body, it was my body's way of telling me to calm it down. And I think, I don't know, it's just, in a way, it was my body expressing itself how it felt to me, and it couldn't do that through words, so it had to do it through alopecia. And it took a while for me to accept that and understand it, but it's made me a stronger person, so I'm glad that it happened to me, really. But it's just, it's not pleasant for anyone to go through, and I just think feel sorry for like children who get it and who are bullied, because that must be terrible.
And will you be talking about your personal experience of it or raising awareness of it? Generally,
yeah,
or a bit of both?
I think in order to raise awareness, I can sort of empathise with alopecians. So I can maybe give a story about my alopecia, and hopefully people will be able to relate to that who've got it, or even learn a bit about it, so that if they do meet someone, they don't judge them automatically, which I know is hard not to, but just to have a bit more awareness in their lives. And that's all I'm asking for, really, is just to wait. If I can raise one person's awareness, then that's great. Because I didn't know anything about alopecia until I got it, so I didn't know what it was, but that's what I'm aiming to do. So.
And why have you chosen the issue of sweatshops to talk about?
I think it's because sometimes I try and philosophize or think spiritually about my life and where I'm going and why I'm here, and it's kind of ironic in a way that I've been born into a capitalist system where it's expected of you to get the latest clothes or the new iPods or whatever, and it's so easy just to get caught up in that system, earning money and wanting more and more money to go out and spend it. And yet, if you stop and look at your wardrobe and look at where your clothes have come from, like someone's kid might have been stitching that for like 12 hours a day just so that they can afford to eat dinner or put a roof over their heads. And like, I'm just as guilty as everyone else as of overlooking that sometimes and not appreciating where everything comes from. But I do feel passionately that everyone should perhaps take a minute and think, you know, investigate where their clothes are coming from, and look just raise their own awareness, really. I'm not looking to sort of dictate anyone, but yeah.
And do you know what song it is you might sing, or are you yet to decide?
Yeah, I think I'm going to sing Bohemian Rhapsody because I think it's quite a funny song and it might just get me, I don't know, relaxed, hopefully. I've got a couple of others on there, but I think it's going to be weird because no one else will hear the music. So to me, I'll be having my own little party in my mind, but with my earphones on. But it's kind of like karaoke, but no one else can hear the music. And hopefully I'll remember the words, but it's just a bit of fun, really. I think some people will walk past and not even bat an eyelid. I mean, I walk past people busking sometimes and don't even realise, but they're singing their heart out, you know, doing everything they can because it's something they love. But some people will probably find it amusing. Some people might, I don't know, kind of empathise with what I'm saying, hopefully, and just acknowledge or appreciate that I'm just a human being like everyone else, and I'm just here saying what's on my mind. But I think it'll have a big impact on me as a person, because I do feel that I lost confidence from having alopecia, and I think that it's kind of an achievement in myself just to say that I stood in front of people in London and on a plinth that was like 6 or 8 meters high and just do my thing for an hour. I think I'll look back on it in years to come and be glad that I was part of the project, and just look back and laugh, really, and hopefully inspire others in some ways just to push themselves to be to do things that they wouldn't normally do and to challenge their own barriers, really. Basically, I am working for the local council within health and social care, and I am looking at the way services are delivered for more community care services, and trying to improve the way that they operate for the customer's perspective, so that people get the help that they need when they need it and they don't have to go around the houses to get that help, and to try and make things transparent so that people know where to get information and they don't get palmed off and have to speak to 10 different people before they're told they're not entitled to support. I was working as a housing advisor and debt advisor prior to that, so I quite kind of like standing up for people's rights and making sure they get what they're entitled to. I'm also doing a degree with the Open University in social policy and geography, and it's part-time, so it's kind of difficult at the moment trying to fit it all in, but I'm halfway through it now, so it's kind of really good. And some of the material from that has inspired me to talk about sweatshop labour, and I think it's a brilliant way to study if you've got spare time or you want to push yourself to achieve something, then Open University is great. And they didn't pay me to say that, so... I'd like to be a teacher, to teach young children and try and, I don't know, inspire kids to be non-judgmental and positive about their rights and responsibilities, and to try and make the world a more harmonious place. And I'd quite like to teach abroad if I could. I'd like to write a book, and I've been trying to write something for quite a while, but I've got so many ideas and I'm just, I don't know, it will come eventually. And I'd like to travel the world as well. That's something I've definitely got to do. And that's me, really. I suppose I would like to be a medium as well if I ever had the opportunity. I like the fact that there's a relationship between, in my mind, the afterlife and the living world, because I believe that the spirit sort of is in every one of us, and we can all share in solidarity that, you know, there's good and bad going on in the world, but we all have something in common that lives on, so.
And where has that come from? What got you interested in that?
I just believe that there's a higher self in all of us, and we often think with our egos, and it's like, if you can sort of calm your mind and just forget all of your material possessions and everything for a minute, then I don't know, it just made me realize that there's more to life, there's so much more to life, and I just know that there's like so much more, and that the universe is a wise, intelligent thing that we can all be a part of, and I think it just helps to put things in perspective as an individual.
Do you know what it is that you'd like to write about?
Well, I kind of like to write a book about, based on loosely around my own life experiences, I guess, because it's kind of easier to have a plot, and also it means something, so I can be passionate when I'm writing, and I can also incorporate other experiences, because I believe like life is just experience really, and learning and growing, so if you can reflect on that after going through certain things, then if you can learn something and grow from it, then you can sort of document that for others to look at. And although I'd like to put it in as a fictitious story, it will still have some meaning for other people to take from, and maybe, you know, empathize with me, or just make some sort of common ground really, and inspire people to be more than they were.
And where would you like to travel to?
I'd like to travel around South America, and also more of Asia. I went to Sri Lanka this year, which was just amazing, and I'd like to learn more about different cultural ways of living, so that I can sort of just put things in perspective and forget the fact, and stop getting so caught up in material world, because people and civilizations live quite happily without a lot of the things that I rely on, and I believe that that is a more sort of purposeful life if you can get rid of all of that, and I believe that I might be able to, I don't know, might inspire me to help others, and I don't know, learn as a person, and it'd just be so eye-opening, basically.
You've naturally answered this next question.
Okay.
How would you kind of bullet point the things that are important to you in your life?
I think growth and self-reflection, spirituality, family, acknowledging that your place in the world, and not, although you are one in 7 billion, that one person can make such a difference if you choose to, and it's about all about your choice to change, or to do something, or to feel something, and not to be asleep on your feet and walk through life just expecting everything to be done for you, or a system to be there for every eventuality, and just to reach for the stars, because you can do anything, and don't let anyone stop you.
You've mentioned that your mother and a friend are here today. What have their reactions been to you going up on Dublin?
They've been really like supportive, actually. They've been really like encouraging, and put up with me going on about it for ages, like ranting about what I could do and how it's gonna, you know, affect me and everything. But it's quite good, because my family are gonna be watching it online, and I didn't know my mum was gonna be here today, so she sort of just turned up, and I was really glad about that, because it's so good to have moral support, and like my mum has been there through thick and thin, so it's kind of nice that she's come here today, and on a positive note, like, so that I can sort of, she can see that I've overcome like challenges along the way, and I'm still standing, basically.
And fundamentally, who would you say that you're doing it for?
I'm doing it for myself. Okay, I know it's selfish in a way, but I think it's, I could think of, you know, hundreds of different causes to talk about, whether it's child poverty, whether it's, you know, the slave labor of the transatlantic slave trade, Britain's, you know, shameful past, all the wars that are going on and all the times that our country has failed to get involved when they should and things like that. But actually, like, I can't give my time for every one of those causes. So just drawing attention to one is, you know, something as my part in human society. And by doing that, you know, I feel that I'm contributing, consciously contributing to society in a positive way. And I just think that that's a good thing. If everyone took a minute to tell someone about a cause, then we might just all get there somehow. Yeah.
And on your profile on the website, you were asked to describe yourself in three words. Do you remember what they were?
I think so, yeah. I think I said I was eccentric, spiritual and excited, I think. No, complicated, that was it, yeah. Because I think that, I don't know, some people think I'm a nutter, but I think that I'm just complicated. But actually, it's kind of, I don't know, I think I'm no different to anyone else. And I think everyone is complicated but simple at the same time. And everyone can be eccentric to someone who doesn't know you. And there's no such thing as normal unless you're within, you know, just a group of people all your life and you don't ever go out of that. Then you can sort of say, oh, that's normal or whatever. But in this world that we're exposed to so many different personalities and things, that everyone's individual, and that is the normal, the fact that we're all different. So and spiritual, because I just believe that, like, we're all on our journey really to learn and self-discover and help others, and that kind of encapsulates me, or what I see in me.
How would you summarise your experience of being involved in this project, since hearing that you had a place to this moment now? What's that journey been like?
It's been interesting. I've had loads of butterflies in my stomach and feeling like I was going to pull out. I was considering not turning up because I didn't think I could do it. But at the same time, I've sort of been saying, well, it's an hour of my life, you know. There are times you get up in the morning, go out the door, and you are presented with situations that you were no way prepared for, and yet you get through. So I've had some time to prepare for this, so hopefully I'll cope and I won't sort of, I don't know, you know, crack up while I'm out there. But I think it would just be a laugh, really. And I think it's been an opportunity, in a way. This process running up to the plinth has been an opportunity to look at myself and think, what is important, what do I stand for as a person, and who am I, and what do I want the world to see of me. So that's been the process, really.
Right, well, thank you. I hope that you have a good hour.
Thanks, cheers, thanks.